Colorado's 3rd Congressional District spans 29 counties, stretching from the northwest corner of the state to the southeast corner. This expansive district is home to Lake City, the only town in Hinsdale County. Officials describe it as the most remote county in the lower 48 states. Republican U.S. Representative Lauren Boebert of Silt held a public event in Lake City on Friday at Veterans Park in front of the county courthouse. A largely supportive crowd gathered to hear her speak. Several in the audience were toting firearms, like Boebert, who had her signature handgun strapped to her hip. First, the 3 county commissioners welcomed her on her first visit to the area. Commissioner Christine Borchers described issues the community faces, such as the threat of wildfires, aging infrastructure, and the need for more affordable housing.
We never have enough money in Hinsdale County ever for anything, so we always need money.
Hinsdale County is 96% public lands. Commissioner Robert Hurd told Boebert while he values these lands, they don't bring in property tax revenue, a major source of funding for the county.
And I talked to you on a Zoom meeting the other day, and as you're gracious as always, we talked about the Moore Pill. I mean, that gets right to the nuts and bolts of money from these federal lands.
He asked for her support in lobbying for additional PILT funding, payment in lieu of taxes. The program compensates local governments for federal lands that aren't taxable. After the commissioners finished talking, Boebert spoke for about 15 minutes.
Forest management is something that is very, very important to me, and being able to manage our forests, be able to mechanically thin our forests, and not lock up our lands.
Boebert reminded the audience she serves on the National Resources Committee, but is in the minority as a Republican lawmaker.
The majority of the House determines what happens when we are in Washington, D.C. They determine what goes through committee, and unfortunately, there's not a lot of bipartisan work that takes place. It's all about pushing through a very radical agenda as quickly as possible.
Boebert went on to voice her opposition to Democratic U.S. Representative Diana DeGette's Colorado Wilderness Act. The legislation would designate more than 600,000 acres in the state as wilderness. It aligns with President Biden's call to conserve 30% of the country's land and water by 2030. Boebert eventually addressed the federal PILT program, saying she's introduced legislation on the topic.
It forces a study to even compensate you fair market value. I know in counties like Hinsdale, your population has a lot to do with your compensation. And where some folks get as much as 40-some cents an acre, you're getting more, what, maybe 7, 10?
Boebert also accused her predecessor, Scott Tipton, of not turning over constituent active case files to her office, a charge former Tipton staffers deny.
It doesn't hurt me, it hurts you, and so it's really unfortunate, but there's legislation that I've introduced to make sure that this never happens again. I expect to receive bipartisan support.
Boebert also touched upon the COVID-19 pandemic, the economy, and infrastructure, then took questions from the crowd. Only one adult asked the freshman lawmaker a question.
If you're not reelected, will you promise to pass on those cases to your successor?
Without a doubt, yes, absolutely.
The rest of the questions for the Congress member came from 3 eighth grade students from the Lake City Community School.
What is your policy on rural schools like ours?
So I'm very much a proponent of school choice. There is an SRS program that helps rural schools, and that is something that we are helping promote and keep.
So yesterday we were looking on your website about education policies, and we couldn't find anything. Do you know where we could find more information about your education policy?
I guess I could put something out there. It was just pretty simple of us.
Do you think renewable energy is important?
Absolutely. I am for an all-of-the-above energy approach and multi-use on our public lands.
After audience questions, Boebert stuck around for a meet-and-greet. Once the crowd thinned, I got a short interview with her. We discussed PILT, forest management, and broadband. Lastly, I asked Boebert about recent headlines that some of her foes snagged the copyright on her Shooter's Grill logo. Boebert quickly ended the interview there,
saying they've bought your Shooter's Grill trademark and now it is in their name.
I'm not discussing ongoing litigation.
We're ready. Thank you.
Okay, have a nice day.
Our interview lasted less than 6 minutes. Reporting from Lake City, I'm Laura Palmisano.